Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Stu Manton, America's People and Organizations Leader, ARUP. Stu, for nearly 16 years now at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you guys do, and who you serve. So over to you, Stu, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Awesome. Thank you. So yes, ARUP is an independent firm of advisors, designers, planners, engineers, technical specialists, and we offer a broad range of professional services. We have 15,000 people across 33 countries, and we specialize in sort of the built environment space and infrastructure. And as you mentioned, my role is specifically focused on people and organizations. So my thoughts around your three sort of headings of managing self, leading others, and growing business acumen, I think first under that managing self one, for me, this would be about how do you cut through all of the noise without going completely insane? I think nowadays we have far too much information, far too many ways to communicate, and too many priorities. So individuals need to find their own coping strategies for how to organize themselves. The idea of deep work has been going around for a while, time blocking, whatever those are, but this sort of new shift towards digital minimalism, seeing email as the enemy and not your friend. I think these are all really important things that, especially in the post-pandemic world, that everybody's been contending with. And for me, this would tie into a sort of much bigger point around well-being and having strategies to get your work life in order so that it's not beginning to impact on your personal life and your well-being. I think in terms of leading others, really managers and leaders have to be ready to think completely differently about how they do this. With the great resignation being here, I think, there's a lot of focus on this at the moment, and millennials have now surpassed boomers in the workplace, and with Gen Z coming into the work environment as well, and coming into the work environment during the pandemic, I think there's just a complete switch about what's required. The requirements of these new generations are completely different from those before. You know, they expect empowerment, entrepreneurship, authentic leadership, that work-life balance just being an assumed thing. And so leaders who take a traditional approach, requiring people to work from the office, not meaning what they say and walking the walk and trying to manage rather than lead, I think will find themselves in an increasingly large struggle of how to manage a generation so vastly different from them. And I think the cultural gulfs of middle managers to their juniors is probably way bigger than the cultural gulf between a middle manager and their seniors when they were at that same career grade. So I think, you know, getting used to how you adapt in that new world is going to be the key one. And then I think in terms of growing business acumen, for me, this is all about agility. For years, we, you know, touted the idea of the hyper specialist, the I-shaped individual or the I-shaped organization, which just doesn't seem to work anymore. Even the T-shaped generalist, I think, isn't really a model of capability that's cutting through right now. We now need to have businesses that have the internal capability to constantly evolve. We've been talking about the key-shaped individual, so somebody who has, you know, lots of pockets of specialty that they flex up and flex down depending on what is required in the moment. And I think in a world that's so volatile and certain, complex and ambiguous, you know, with digital transformation, supply chain issues, economic and political instability being rife as they are right now, this isn't going to go away anytime soon. So for an organization to survive, it needs to be able to have many strings to its bow and to be able to adapt quickly to be that, you know, the future digital world, the shift towards sustainability, etc. So I think for me, those are the three things that I really wanted to share today.
Well, Stu, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become immensely popular, I just wanted to say thank you for your very clear and very pragmatic way of looking at helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. Now, I know we're both British at heart, but we're both working in America. So could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Sure.
Thank you, Stu.
Thanks, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.